In the first reading today from the Book of Wisdom, we hear about all the various blessings that God bestowed upon the just man. And yet at the same time, we're also told that God put him into very difficult trials. The Lord didn't abandon him in the trials, but the trials were necessary. And it tells us that they were necessary because he had to learn that God is faithful. It's the only way we learn that. We can all give lip service to God all day long, but until we're actually put to the test, we don't really know where we stand. We might think that we're doing really well, and in general we are, but when push comes to shove, the question is, what are we going to do? What most people do is take their eyes off of God and put it on themselves. Because in the midst of our trials and struggles, we think we're in it ourselves. We have to control it. We have to do it. We don't. God's in control. And we need to keep our focus on him, and we need to trust him. Now, to trust him doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen the way that we want it to happen. It means we have to be willing to do it God's way. God's way isn't always the easy way. It's not always the fun way. It's not always the way we think it ought to go or that we would like it to go. Again, all we have to do is look at the cross. But we can look at any of the saints. And this wasn't anything new with our blessed Lord. We can look in the Old Testament. Obviously, the person spoken of in the first reading is Joseph, sold into slavery in Egypt. But look at Abraham, and look at Moses, and look at David, and look at all the different things that these people had to go through. Look at all the saints over 2,000 years. Why do we think that we wouldn't have to go through similar things? We have to, because it is the only way that we are going to learn. It's the only way we're going to be stripped of our own selfishness and of our own self-reliance, and it is the only way we are going to learn to depend on God and to trust him. This is not an easy lesson to learn. In our heads, very easy. Trust God, no problem. Yeah, try and do it. Big problem. And until we are actually put into the crucible and we are squished, we do not know how much or how little we actually trust him. Now, if you're like me and you've got a really, really, really thick skull, which means you have a really, really, really small brain, because there's no room between the skull for much brain up there, it takes getting squished over and over and over and over and over before you finally learn the lesson. If we could do it once and be done with it, wow, not so bad. We could all handle that. Now, okay, say if you're like me, it isn't one and done, I can tell you that. It has to happen again and again and again before we finally learn. So that's exactly what God will do. Keep putting us back into the crucible because we didn't learn the lesson. Or we have to learn it at a deeper level. So again, it's all done out of charity for us. Doesn't feel like that. Because again, our idea of a gift and of charity is that it should be exactly what we want. It should be in a nice box wrapped up with a bow on it. God's idea of charity is the cross. His idea of charity is making us into saints. His idea of charity is getting rid of everything that is selfish, because it's not charity, and replacing it with true charity. Well, needless to say, our selfishness doesn't go away easily. It has to be crushed out of us. Our trust doesn't come easily. So these virtues are hard to be able to develop, but it's exactly what God does and why he does it. So we just need to trust. And if we're doing all of this ultimately for love of God, which is why he would do these things, then if we look at the gospel, and if you do something for a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. If you do something for a just man, you receive the just man's reward, and so on. What happens when we do something out of love for God? then we receive God's reward. God's reward is eternal life. It is to be with Him. It is to love Him for eternity. That's what He's trying to set us up for. So in this world, it works to our advantage because we learn to trust Him and we learn to love, which means we can love Him and we can love the people around us more. But it's ultimately, the ultimate reward is in the next life, where we will be with God, we will be loved by Him and love Him to the fullness of our ability for all eternity.